the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
And welcome to this In the Country Music Special. We are here on location doing our taping at Paul Melissa's studio in Mississauga, Ontario. A great night in store of some original Christmas songs, some classic ones by a bunch of talented artists that are gathered here in the studio. I'll go around and introduce everybody first, and then we'll start. We've got All Night Mule here with us tonight. We have Dana Sherrick. Krista Earle. Yay! And the CEO of the studio, Paul Melissa. Yay! Roger Beckett. Yay! Dean Stacy. Yay! He's in the house. Yay! Tommy Antia. Tommy Parham, Tia McGrath. A great lineup, as I said, original Christmas songs and some classic Christmas songs that you'll all know. Let's start over with All Night Mule. We have Les, Rob, and we have Ray.
Yes.
And also Chris on the washboard.
Yeah.
Very cool. So All Night Mule, what song are you going to share with us this evening?
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Now, before we get to that, I want to ask you guys about your CD. You've got a CD coming out very shortly?
Probably this week, I would think. Probably at least online this week and press next the week after.
And is there a website you can throw out there for people listening?
Yeah, Les will take over because he's in charge.
Les is the web guy.
You can find us through allnightmule.com, and you can also find us through our blanket association called squirrelheadmusic.com.
Very nice. Now, what? Remind us again, you were on a show before doing your great music. What style of music is it? What are some of the influences of the group?
Laid-back acoustic blues, essentially.
Right.
And we go right back to Robert Johnson, Elmore James, right up to today. So all the great blues masters from last close to 100 years. It's getting up there now.
That's awesome. And you guys do play around Toronto quite a bit. People can catch you. They look for All Night Mule.
Yeah, absolutely. Just come to our website. There'll be a calendar, and we'll be at a drinking hole near you at the festival next year. So.
Now, I understand the version of Silent Night. We all know the classic version. You guys are putting an All Night Mule spin on this a little bit?
Well, we'll just have to see.
Oh,
yes,
keep it in suspense. My research was wrong in that case.
Yeah, I think I told you incorrectly, I think was the problem.
Okay. All right, All Night Mule and their version of Silent Night on In the Country.
Holy night, all is good.
great job, All Night Mule. Les, Rob, Ray, and of course Chris on the washboard. Chris, tell us about that instrument. I don't see that a lot, but I love that sound.
Thank you. Well, they use it in rockabilly. They use a washboard in rockabilly, but it's indigenous to a style of music called zydeco, which is a Louisiana roots music.
Right.
And they used to use their a washboard just like this up until about 1956, when the king of zydeco, Clifton Chenier, decided that his brother Clifford should have Cleveland should have something other than his mama's washboard to play with. So he drew a line in the sand and said to a sheet metal worker, where he was on an oil rig in Texas, can you make this? And the guy made a halter washboard for him, and that was the start of using a musical washboard in zydeco music. And actually, the original one is in the Smithsonian Institute. It's considered one of the original instruments made in the United States.
Wow.
It's in the Smithsonian. And this one is also used in Cajun music, which is kind of a Louisiana-type music,
yep.
Acadia. One of the guys, I think it's Billy from, what's the guys with the beards and from Texas?
ZZ Top.
He has a washboard too. But there's different kinds. This one's glass. I also have a porcelain one, and then I have a metal one as well. But I like the sound from this. This is not the one that I use in local zydeco. I use the halter one in local zydeco.
Okay.
A lot more powerful. But for music like this is just a nice, gentle...
Yeah,
it added some percussion.
It added, some nice percussion. Yeah. Really cool. Enjoyed that, Chris. All Night Mule, thank you so much. Let's move on. We are, of course, here with our In the Country Christmas special. Thanks for tuning in, and we have a great great night of entertainment. We're moving on to Dana Sherrick. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you.
It is so great to have you here. Now, before we get to your song, I understand you've been to Nashville recently doing some songwriting.
Yeah, I just came back. I guess it's about 3 weeks ago now, and had a really busy week and a lot of writing and...
Nice.
Having some songs pitched now and just waiting to see what happens.
Very exciting. So you booked some appointments ahead of time
to write? I booked almost about 6 months ahead and really sort of planned it out carefully. So I some days had a three a day kind of thing, but it felt great to come home and sort of have a lot of new material.
So how much new material, how many new songs would you say you've written out of the trip that you consider finished?
Out of the trip, I would say about 9 songs.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Nine songs. It felt good to come home and just sort of like new babies, right?
Yeah.
They're like little babies you bring home.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, when you have 9, how do you choose which ones you want to demo first if you're going to pitch them with a somewhat full demo?
A lot of it depended on my co-writers and just to see if we both sort of felt strongly about it. We sort of slept on it.
Yeah.
And if they were connected to a publisher, then if there was any feedback there that this was sort of something that is worth demoing, that was sort of a point two.
Now, were any of those songs written? I know sometimes writers write maybe generically or for anybody, but did you write with anybody specific in mind, a specific artist?
Never with a specific artist, but as it was sort of coming together, you start hearing voices on it and sort of thinking this might be good for this person.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the end of it, there was one song that we sort of knew this would be good for these three artists, and it's just like, how do we get it to them, you know? But,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, what song are you going to share with us this evening?
This is a new song. It's called Making Christmas With You.
Okay.
And very new, and I'm kind of some great backup here, which is great.
Got some of our other artists,
yes.
Les and Ray, going to help you out here. All right?
Yes.
And let's hear that song now from Dana Sherrick. Take it away.
Thanks. Grocery store is closed. There's a 24-hour drug mart if you need a place to go. Couldn't wait for it to stop and get back to my routine, 'cause Christmas made me think too much about life and what will be. Then suddenly another overrated holiday. Well, that got washed away as I got swept away. Making Christmas with you. I told you I didn't care what we do. compare it to when you said you had a few things up your sleeve. I didn't know you'd be making up for a life of memories. Washed away as I got swept away, making Christmas with you. Now I see faces of who I was before, but I'm looking through a different lens, and that's got everything to do with you and less to do with me.
And a great original Christmas song from Dana Sherrick. Now, Dana, I know that you focus on songwriting. Do you perform as well? Can people catch you around the city?
I sometimes go out to some of the songwriter events at the Moonshine or at Three Times Cafe, but I wouldn't consider myself a performer.
Okay,
for me, it would be for other people to sing.
A performing songwriter.
You're right.
And a songwriter. That's terrific. Enjoyed that very much. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
Great job. Let's head over to Krista Earle, who's been a guest on the show before, and we, of course, this is the In the Country Music Special, Christmas Special, rather. Krista, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Right. Now, you've had a pretty busy year with your music, most recently a video of your song, I'm Done.
Yes.
Now, that's been out for people to check out online, of course.
Yeah.
Tell us about the video and just how you feel about it now that it's out.
I'm really happy with it. It's been getting really great feedback, and people seem to be enjoying it, which is the main thing.
Yeah, it's terrific.
And I just felt, I'm really happy with the particular song, I'm Done, because it was actually written about three years ago, but I really knew it wasn't at the level it could have been, so we really rewrote the song a lot when I started working in Toronto with an amazing songwriter, Glenn Morley, there. So it was amazing, so we got to make the song to the level it is, so it's nice.
Right.
And it was so much fun shooting the video and to finally see everything.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, videos are so important that you can put them out there and people can see how you perform and not just hear you, which
exactly.
is great.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it was a great way to showcase myself as well. So,
people really can see you as an artist. And I think it's cool that you said you took that song. And I'm not sure how many times writers will do this, but after it's been written and sitting a while, and then you rewrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's great.
Yeah. So I knew it was a song that had potential.
If there
was just certain spots in it that I knew could be tweaked. So it was kind of a song that was kind of put on the, I guess you could say, the shelf for a little bit. And then I kind of took it back out and knew it was something that could be great. So we worked on it. And
that's great.
Yeah, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
And people can check you out online at KristaEarle.com. And YouTube, of course, they can look for I'm Done.
Yeah.
And I understand you were telling me before we started here that you've got a new single coming out in 2014.
Yes, at the beginning of next year. So it's actually called, it's called Arm Candy.
Oh, that's a cool title.
So,
that's kind of one of those that makes you wonder what's happening.
Exactly.
What's going on?
It'll be a mystery, but but I'm excited,
And is this one that you wrote or co-wrote?
Yeah, co-wrote.
Co-wrote
as well. In Toronto. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Arm Candy from Krista Earle coming in 2014. Now, what are you going to be singing for us this evening?
I'm going to be performing Do You Hear What I Hear? And so I was hoping I could start it a cappella and then everyone could kind of join in with me.
Sweet.
Sound good?
Very cool.
Okay.
All right, Krista Earle on the In the Country Music Special.
Okay.
Send the night wind to the little hand. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky.
sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace wall, mighty king, do you know? Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness.
Good job, Krista. That sounded beautiful.
Thank you.
And everybody who joined in to make it a real group effort here at Paul and Melissa's studio. We are taping this special here, the In the Country Christmas special, original songs, cover songs, and again, a great job from Krista. We're going to move on to the owner of Paul and Melissa's studio, Paul and Melissa himself.
Dave.
Welcome, Paul. Thank you for organizing the show this evening and, of course, picking out this great talent. It's a super lineup.
It's a great lineup tonight. I'm looking forward to our song we're going to do at the end of this evening.
Yes.
Where we all join in. It's going to be a lot of fun. I won't say what it is. We'll let it be a surprise.
Right. We'll keep people holding on, tuning in. Yeah, it's terrific. So, Paul, now, before we get to your song, you were in Nashville recently, and specifically at the Bluebird Cafe. So talk about, was that your first time performing there?
It was my first time playing at the Bluebird, and it was really exciting. From the time that I arrived there, and couldn't believe that there was a two-hour lineup of people waiting to get in.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, as we all know, all the big songwriters perform there, and a lot of songs are performed there for the first time.
Yep.
So you must have been nervous to be up there and sharing your songs.
You know what? It was one of the first times that I got a little nervous because I was expecting it to be more of a Nashville format in the round, but the songwriters night, actually, you got up and sang three songs in a row.
Okay.
And so it was kind of like, boom, get up on the stage and away you go. And it was like, okay, and you got all these places, a packed house, and they're all staring at
right,
you. And
right.
It was pretty exciting. But you're not in your usual sitting back in a chair, relaxing, kind of singing a song. And the next artist sings a song. So while they're all singing, you kind of got an idea where you want to be with your next one. So you're actually, when you get there, you're actually changing up kind of from what's going on before you, from all the other artists. You're going, okay, should I do this song? Should I do that song?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If someone's doing a bit more of a mellow set, okay, do I got to liven up the crowd? So
I just said, you know what, I'm going to do what I got to do and have fun, and it was great. It was really cool. It was really
neat. And in that kind of situation, did you get a chance to tell a story about the song, something about what inspired you?
Yeah, I did, actually, because the first song I sang was, I thought, you know what, I'm going to get right into having some fun, and I did 10 Days in Paradise,
right.
A song that I co-wrote with John Christensen, who's here tonight, and so I sang that first. And so I thought I'd get the crowd going and have fun and get them enjoying the show. And then I did Crazy on You, another song that I co-wrote with John. And then I actually decided the last song, I thought, you know what, I'm feeling the crowd out, and I thought I'm going to do this song, Pencils and Races, that I wrote a few years ago, and just had fun with the crowd. And it was really cool. They joined in. They really loved it. It was a special feeling. And then after I got back home, I got an email a week later, and they invited me back to come back and do another show.
Isn't that great?
So
wow.
I thought that was really cool.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. So inspiring place. I'm sure when you left there and came back, you wanted to write more songs.
You do.
Having had that rush.
Oh, it's a huge rush, you know, and, it's all about connecting with people, and that's what it's about tonight. You know, we're connecting with great friends and everybody here playing great music.
Yeah.
And it's great friends that actually help connect you with people down in Nashville too, which is really cool. And I personally want to thank Tia and Tommy because they connected me with someone from down in Nashville and kind of made it all happen. That
nice.
I got the email and they asked me to come down and play the Bluebirds, so that was really cool.
Isn't that
so
great?
So that's what it's all about. It's sticking together with your fellow musicians and artists, and if someone needs a hand, someone playing a guitar and a song, someone needs a hand co-writing words, whatever, you know what, we all support each other. It makes it pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Good friends and good music, and we're about that tonight, throwing in a bit of Christmas. So what song are you going to share with us, Paul?
Actually, this is a song, John Christensen, who I co-write with, the new album's coming out in 2014, and it's called I'm Country in the City, and John and I co-wrote every song on this album.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're a team effort, and how the team works pretty much is that sometimes I'll write a song and I'll throw it at John, and sometimes John will write a song and throw it at me, and sometimes we get together and just have fun with the song. So we play with it and we kind of figure out what makes a song good and then makes it great. And so this is a song John wrote, actually. I don't know, how long ago did you write the song?
I forget now.
So 100 years ago, John wrote What Do You Love About Christmas?
Oh, that song
was... and then I told John about the event that was going on tonight, and so he threw the song at me, and he emailed it to me, and then I kind of just played around with it, and I took actually what I thought was a chorus, I thought should be a verse, and just kind of like what we do together is this great, you know, songwriting team, and just play with some songs. So this is an original song that we put both of our love into it, and it's called What Do You Love About Christmas?
Awesome. Take it away, Paul, Melissa.
Christmas. Where does it go?
disappears.
Melissa, thank you for performing that great original Christmas song. And we're at Paul Melissa's studio in Mississauga, Ontario, with all these great talented artists with either an original Christmas song or a classic one that we all know. We're going to move along to Roger Beckett. Good to see you, Roger.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ed.
You were at a previous taping of one of these specials, so it is great to see you again. And what's been going on in your world lately, Roger? How's the music going?
Oh, it's going great. Was recently in Nashville in October. We went to play there in a fundraiser for Tin Pan North, which we have over here in May, for the Nashville Songwriters Association. And we did it was kind of a Canadian night, with
right.
Canadians living in Nashville, as well as a whole bunch of us from here, and some of us are in the room too, who went down there and played in this concert. And it's was at the Shays place in Franklin, Tennessee. And whatever money we collected there, they doubled it. And that comes back to the NSCI,
yeah.
which helps to fund our Tin Pan North Festival.
Right.
Songwriters Festival.
Yeah, which happens in the spring of every year.
Yeah, in May, from the 22nd
yeah.
to the 24th.
Next Terrific. Week. And let's talk again about the NSAI, Nashville Songwriters Association International, and how meaningful it is to songwriters. For people out there, of course, there's an Ontario, several Ontario chapters.
That's correct. We have, there are three chapters here. There's the NSCI Toronto chapter, there's the NSCI Brampton chapter, and then we have one in Durham region as well. But we kind of, all of us kind of go back and forth between the three chapters, so we all
right.
kind of know each other. And, it's a great organization. I think every songwriter should be a member of that. It's the largest songwriters association in the world as well. You meet some great people, many of them who are in this room today.
Right.
And it's just wonderful. You know, you go down there and you go down to Nashville, you go to the head office, you feel kind of a kindred spirit with everybody over there and this kinship. I think we talked about it a little bit earlier, but all of us, I'd like to thank Paul, actually, for
yeah.
hosting these evenings for us and bringing us all together. We really look forward to that, Paul. I'm serious.
And your tandoori chicken.
You know, I can make other things too.
We have a great meal here beforehand that gets us all ready and satisfied and ready for music. So that was your dish tonight, Roger.
Oh, I made the tandoori chicken.
Yeah.
Paul so loves. Actually, I went to another event, so I had to hurry up and cook it. And
now, let's talk about some of your... Sorry to move away from food, but... let's talk about your songwriting lately. Have you written any things that you really believe in lately? Are you on a roll at all?
I try to write, and that's the other thing about, I mean, meeting people, you're always inspired by everybody else's writing.
Yeah.
When you listen to other people's songs and, you know, their successes, you know, when I hear, like, you know, Crystal's stuff is coming out and Paul's coming out, it kind of motivates all of us to...
Right.
Do something.
Step up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I do have one, my first single that was released in September. And I played it here, actually, the last time.
Right.
When we had, it's a song I wrote on the ukulele.
Great. That's right. We had a great story and a song on the ukulele.
Yeah, so that was my first single ever released in September.
And can you give us the title of that again for people
It's called
listening?
Can Hardly Wait.
Okay.
And actually that has this Nashville connection, because when I played in the festival in June in Nashville, that was a song that seemed to get the most reaction from everybody wherever I played, and they would all come and talk to me. So I said, oh, you know what, when I go back, that's the song I'm going to record and get it released. And that's what I did. And yeah, people seem to like it, and it's a very positive song.
Well, that's a great part about playing live, right, Roger? You get the feedback, so you know what you should record based on what people, how they react.
Absolutely. I think as songwriters, we all... You know, it's whether you're a beginning songwriter, you're an advanced, you have the major cuts, number ones. I think the process is pretty similar to for most people. Where you know, you'd write the song, you'd co-write it, then you'd take it around, you'd workshop it, you get some feedback. Over some time, it gets a little better. You change a few things, and then you try it out on people to see how people react, see if they kind of like it or they don't like it, or are they getting the message that they're trying to get across? I think. You know, as songwriters, we are basically communicators, and we're trying to get our message across. I just take a complex thing and make it look very simple so that people get it. And I think that's part of the whole process. And then eventually, there's one day when you come to a realization, that's it, I'm done.
Right.
And then you want to go and you record it, because, I mean, we all know you can tweak your songs forever, and you never have anything out there.
Exactly. So there's that point, as you said, where you know you're done and you feel satisfied that it's as good as it's as great as it's going to be. Nothing else needs to be changed.
Absolutely. And then you know what? You get better. So the next song will be better. Because
right.
you take that, what you've learned, and you write a better song, and you keep trying to write the best songs that you can.
Yeah.
Every song is better than the one that you had before.
And that's what gets you excited about each new song, the inspiration, and also to get this one better than what you've written before.
Absolutely.
To really capture it.
Absolutely. I mean, songwriting is a kind of a journey, right? You start somewhere. You kind of almost never end, because you're always going and going, and you're learning, and you learn from everybody else around you and from your experiences.
Yeah. That's great. Well, now, what Christmas song will you share with us tonight, Roger?
I've been writing a Christmas song, but as I was saying, it's this journey, and it seems to be a little longer than I planned. So I'm going to actually play my favorite Christmas song, and it's one of the classic songs you mentioned before.
Right.
And everybody knows, I'm sure knows the song, so if you can please join. Play whatever instrument, sing harmonies, cool. It'll be wonderful. And it's my favorite Christmas song. It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Nice.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
merry little Christmas. Make the yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are, as an olden day.
Great job from Roger Beckett and the studio choir, for lack of a better name. Everybody else joining in, and that was terrific. For our listeners out there, I know you're enjoying a great night of these Christmas songs here on the In the Country Christmas Special. And of course, if you want to listen to other interviews from the past year, head to inthecountryinterviews.com for interviews with some of your favorite country artists. Maybe you're out there decorating the tree or just having some eggnog, whatever it is. Glad you're tuned in and enjoying the great Christmas music. We're going to head over to Dean Stacey now. Dean Stacey in red with his best Christmas attire. for those who are listening and can't see this.
This is my best Christmas attire. I'm in trouble. I dressed for radio.
You're dressed exactly. I'm doing color commentary. I'll describe what everybody's wearing here on the radio. Now, Dean, we got a Christmas song from you in a few moments, and it's a great classic from the country world. But
yeah, everybody's doing these lovely classics,
yeah.
And I'm going to spoil it on you.
You got a real fun one coming up. But let's talk about the Moonshine Cafe, because I know that in December you are hosting an evening there.
Yes, sir,
I am. Tell us about that.
That's one of the NSAI's feature rounds. I'll be out there December 13th, I think it is. Myself, it'd be Chase Stevens, you know him,
yep.
A couple others out there.
Very cool. Another one of those great Wednesday nights brought to you by the NSAI. Great chance to perform new songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Along with the great ones, you know. Who for you, Dean? We talked about songwriting a lot before, but do you have a songwriting idol? Somebody who may not even be an artist, but they could be, but you really love them as a songwriter pretty consistently.
That changes a lot. I mean, it used to be Jeffrey Steele.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of recently. I'm liking I don't know who the writers are, but I'm liking that song, Don't Ya?
Yes, Brett Eldridge is the artist, yeah.
I mean, there's just so many great songs out there. It's hard to peg it down to one writer or one artist.
Yeah. But you know, when you hear a good, well-crafted song, that gets you excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we talked before about a song you've got ready to pitch to somebody. I don't know if you've actually done that or not, but do you have a song that's perfect for somebody that you think is perfect for a specific artist?
Good Lord, I don't know. I have one that people have commented on that they say is a Gord Bamford song.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether they're right or not, but I'd like to think so.
Well, that's cool that people give you that feedback.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, hearing something like that.
That they tell you, and have they ever had a, have they ever told you about a song of yours that they've listened to that's moved them particularly, touched them in some way, changed their lives?
No.
I'll keep talking until you jump in.
Not really, no.
I'm just kidding. Am I getting hot or cold?
No, I haven't really had anything
okay.
like that happen.
Yeah, but it is great when you get the audience to react like at a place like the Moonshine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're so enthusiastic there. It's a great crowd.
Yeah, the Moonshine's an awesome little venue.
Great place in Oakville. People have to check out. I know the song you're going to share. Tell us what the song is.
This is an old Buck Owens tune, Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy.
Great one.
It Ain't I'll one. Be Home for Christmas.
That's right. It's got a different sentiment in it, right? Garth Brooks has done a cover of this, and a lot of people.
Garth Brooks, Brad Paisley.
Yeah, it's one of those many, many times covered. So let's hear the
fun ones.
Yeah, the Dean Stacy version. Performance of a country Christmas classic done by Buck Owens originally, and that's Dean Stacy, Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy, here on this In the Country Christmas special. At the very end, we have a special song that everybody is going to join in and sing, so do stay tuned for that. We are at Paul Melissa's studio in Mississauga, Ontario, and now we head over to Tommy Parham and Tia McGrath. Great to see both of you.
Hi.
We have a great song from the two of you in store in just a moment, but we got some things to talk about. Now, you recently came back from the Frank Brown International Songwriting Event. Now, tell us about this. First of all, I understand it's in Florabama.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Tommy.
Florabama?
Florabama. Not the Florida-Georgia line.
Well, down there, it's Florabama. So, and you can imagine exactly where it is. It's right on the border. There's actually a building sitting on the border of Alabama and Florida, and it's a nightclub that plays rock and roll music and stuff, but it's the headquarters office for this festival.
Okay.
And everybody comes there for their daily meals. They do a lunch. Somebody around the area within 30 miles, some restaurant is sponsoring the lunch for the day. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, this goes on. 200 writers from all around the world show up to this one spot, and they get invited by a committee of people who run the festival, and they invite these writers to come and hang out. And you play for 3 or 4 nights in a row, and 90% of them feed you the most amazing fish dishes on the planet. And you get to hang out with all your friends, and we have some really great friends from Nashville that showed up that we got to hang out with, and we made some new ones, and just got to be a part of this really huge community of songwriters. For 30 miles, every venue and every restaurant and every coffee house has got songwriters playing every night for 2 weeks.
So then this is open to people to come down and check it out?
It's open to the public. Yeah. So a lot of the locals look forward to it. It's their biggest time of the year for them because they get to hear all these amazing songs and they get to support the communities. And a lot of them are supporting by offering places to stay for the
nice.
Songwriters. And they provide great accommodations for us to come down,
wow.
We've got some great video footage and photographs of the entire event. So we
That's
can't wait
great.
To start posting.
And some we won't show.
There's always some stuff you can't make public,
yeah.
right?
It's a lot of fun.
That's really cool. It's so amazing when you you guys have had a chance to do this a ton of times and meet the songwriters who are writing the hits out there, and to meet them and just see how they work and how they write their songs. And they're songs that we know, but we don't know the writer behind them in many cases, right? In most cases.
You know, I think the biggest thrill for me of the weekend was a number of years ago I was down in Nashville signing a publishing deal with Belmer. And the guy at the publishing company said, do yourself a favor, go over to Douglas Corner Cafe tonight. Rock Kilo is going to be presented with a gold record for his song that he had written. And I remember going over and listening to Rock Kilo play. He was from Alabama. And they presented him with his gold album. And I talked to him after. And I bought his cassette. And I was like, oh. And I took it home. And I wore it out listening to him and inspired by all of his songs. And just studied all of his story songs. Well, we're sitting there on the Saturday night. We had the one night off, and our friend invited us to join he and his table at the one venue. We're sitting there. This man comes in and sits down next to Tommy, and it's Rock Kilo.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so he got up on stage and sang a couple of his songs. And so it was just one of those, you know, it's a community. We're all part of a community, aren't we? Like spirits and like minds. And when you are touched by someone like that, and he inspires you or she inspires you like that, and then down the road you get to bump into them again, it's just amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. Now, I understand you've got a video out just recently for your song Abigail from your latest album. What can you tell us about the video?
You know, we just released it today to YouTube, and there's a 15-year-old kid in our area who has been doing some filming and actually came in second at a
film fest in Newry, Pennsylvania for the students' films, and he came in second. And we were just kind of blown away by his visual that he sees. And he needed music for his film, and we needed a video done, so we started bartering. And that's where so we're trading services. His family is a big supporter of what he does. His dad bought him some of the state-of-the-art cameras that can do his films with, and so he's got really high-quality, high-def stuff, and he's got the know-how. He's young, but he's this young, you know, Spielberg. He just he's got this vision for.
There's Brett Sherman,
and he said. She said, oh, I want to do Abigail, so we got to do it in Long Point. And what was remarkable about that day is it was 46 degrees, and she's in a beautiful gown in her bare feet, and this most beautiful scenery was shot. And So we're kind of excited. It's debuting today, and nice. We haven't seen the response. It just got up today, and we're going to be using it as heavily to promote.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We'll all tune in, and everybody listening, check it out. I think it's so cool that you're able to creatively exchange those services, you know?
Right.
I think it's a great...
Well,
in the music community and obviously the movie community, that people can reach out to each other and help each other that way.
That's right.
So now he's got a video that he shot, and you got a video, so it works for both of you.
That's right, and in his film, he actually did a horror film, and so he used two of our songs in that. And so it's cool because they're cross mediums, you know, and you never know where they're going to land, right?
That's right.
They're out in the universe.
Yeah, and what's cool about this kid is he's got this, currently working on a completely full feature instead of doing shorts. He's done several short films. Now he's working on a full feature.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be collaborating, trying to do music for the film.
Oh, nice.
And writing and scoring things for him. And he's just going to continue to help us out getting more music videos out.
That's got to be pretty inspiring to write to a movie. Or write to film or a TV show, whatever, something that's already defined and now you're going to try to add to the, as opposed to doing it the opposite way.
You know, and in some ways it's easier because you've got the story there, you got the mood and everything, and then you can talk to the director and I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when you're writing for yourself, it's harder because you're like, well, how do I not be too narcissistic and, you know, and step outside myself, and so this way you're actually looking at it and then you get an idea like tempo or whatever they're looking for.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now I understand next year is pretty exciting. You guys are heading over to the UK to do some performing.
Yes, we were over there. I guess the last time we were there was about 5 or 6 years ago, and we've just released our CD over there. We just got a wonderful review in Maverick magazine, which is going to be released in January. Mm. And a great review, and we've also got a promoter in Europe who feels he can break us over there, so we're going to be heading over there in May.
Nice. Very exciting. Tommy Parham and Tia McGrath. The album is Break These Chains, and now you got a Christmas song for us. What are we going to hear?
This is called Snowflakes and Rooftops, and it started out a song called Feathers and Rooftops, and it was a kind of a love song, and we were recording our Christmas CD last year, I guess, and we needed an extra song, and I said, you know, let's change this to Snowflakes and Rooftops. So we rewrote the whole thing.
Love it.
So it's...
It came a way better song.
Tommy and Tia, take it away on In the Country.
Sleeping far below. Christmas is way.
Performance from Tommy Parham and Tia McGrath here on this In the Country Music Special, Christmas Music Special, that is. And in just a moment, we've got everybody joining in on a very special song to close out the evening. But I want to go around and just thank everybody for being part of this great night here at Paul Melissa Studio in Mississauga, Ontario, where we are taping this All Night Mule. And we've got Ray, Rob, Les, and Chris. Great job, All Night Mule. Thanks for being here on the show. And Dana Sherrick. Thank you so much. Krista Earle. Paul Melissa. Roger Beckett. Dean Stacy. And of course, Tommy Parham and Tia McGrath. In the Country Christmas Special, and thanks for everybody for tuning in. I know you've enjoyed the mix of original Christmas songs and classic Christmas songs. Now we've got something special in treat, and Tia, do you want to tell us about this?
This is called So This Is Christmas, War Is Over, and I think what a great wish to grant everyone that there be peace this holiday season, and I just want to personally thank Paul. Thank you so much for putting all this together, and
yeah,
all you great songwriters. We just had a blast.
Great connection. 2014 is going to be way over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. A lot of great news from all of these songwriters that are here. I can feel it. You feel it?
I can feel it.
Indeed.
You feel it?
I can feel it.
It doesn't mod. The original version mods, so we're not going to mod on this one.
Okay. John Lennon, of course, wrote this, so... So,
nice, great question.
Anyone want to take a verse on it or kick it off and then... So this is Christmas. And what have we done? Another year over. And a new one just begun. So this is Christmas.
everyone.